Instead of just tossing your jack-o'-lantern in the green bin, why not have some fun with it and watch it go kersplat? The Springwater Vespra Lions Club's annual Pumpkinpalooza is back. Due to the pandemic, the event, which is scheduled for Sunday, November 7 from noon to 3 p.m. at the intersection of Pools Road and Old Second South in Springwater Township, was cancelled last year. Although this year's event will be smaller in scale than in the past, organizers are pumped to get back out for some high-flying, pumpkin-smashing fun with the help of a new catapult, technically a trebuchet, designed and donated by Brian Smith of Barry Welding. The long-range forecast looks pretty good. Ellipsis. It will be a smaller scale than previous years, but there will be fun outdoor activities and a yummy bake table with pumpkin-themed treats, said event organizer and club member Barb Webster. It's just something fun to do as a community event. My neighbor, whose field we do it in, it was his son who built the first catapult that we've used for the last few years. Smith told Barry Today they were approached by the club, which had concerns the original wooden catapult wasn't going to function properly for much longer. Whoever built it did an excellent job. I don't think it would have failed, said Smith, noting he is unsure how big the new catapult is. We just did it basically to support them. Webster said while there will be a plastic pumpkin out for anyone wishing to make a cash donation to the club, it's not required, and everyone is welcome. Any of the money raised will be used by the club to help support a variety of different local organizations and initiatives. It's just goodwill, or they can just drive past the plastic pumpkin with their own hollowed-out pumpkin to where we are set up and watch their pumpkin fly, she said. After the event, it's quite funny because there's tons of pumpkins all around there and over the next few days it's all gone. They're thinking deer or other animals come out of the forest and have a feast and whatever doesn't get eaten just gets tilled into the fields for next year.